StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. David and Lynn Barrelsman have been married for more than 20 years. They discuss Lynn's father, Tom Cameron, a man known for his friendly nature and colorful storytelling, who sadly passed away shortly after this conversation was recorded.
Well, you know, your father's had such an interesting life with working as a state highway patrolman and then working side jobs where he would buy and sell airplanes and teach students how to fly. He's run into all these, if it wasn't on the highway patrol where he was running into characters, it was out at the airport where he was running into characters. And he seems to be a character magnet.
I remember at one time, because we didn't have a lot of money growing up, and my dad was working three jobs. I think he worked as a ready-mix concrete driver and a state trooper and was also flying and also farming. Okay, that's four. He stayed pretty busy. One time as a state trooper, I remember I was working at the state school and hospital, and one of the patients was out walking around, and my dad stopped and talked to him, and he was so enamored with my dad's police car. So my dad made him a deputy. So he was a deputy, and I think for months afterwards, he gave him a badge and everything.
A real badge or a cardboard badge?
I think it was probably a dime store badge.
Uh-huh.
But this guy would patrol the area and just make sure everything was safe for months.
The first community patrol started by your father.
Yeah.
Some of the sayings that he has. Another one, of course, that I learned from your father. Whenever you are looking for advice on something, the people you're with typically can't give you any good advice. But if you can find somebody who doesn't live nearby,
right,
their advice, for reasons nobody can explain, seems to outweigh all the people in your area. That person's called the expert from off.
Yeah, the expert from off is always smarter.
He's always smarter
than the local people.
So your dad now lives in an assisted living facility in Cambridge. Your dad and mom live there. But your dad still likes to go meet his friends for coffee at the coffee shop. But he often parks near a hair salon.
So he parks around the corner from the People's Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady who's a hairdresser there in the barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he gets his hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's looking for extra business, she always motions him in to get a haircut. So when I was talking to him the other day, he said, I go in there every week and get a haircut, and pretty soon I don't think I'll have any hair left.
He never tells her he can't get a haircut. He said, sure, give me a haircut.
Right.
Pretty soon.
Right.
Pretty
help
soon,
her make a
he'll
little
be bald.
Extra money.
She'll be doing his eyebrows or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I certainly enjoy every time I get a chance to go out and spend time with your father, where we just go drive around in his car. And now in Minnesota, of course, living down here in Florida, you wouldn't, and living in a big city, you wouldn't do this. But living in Minnesota, because it's generally pretty cold out there, whenever you go to get coffee, you pull up in front of whatever the coffee shop is, and he knows everyone. You simply get out of the car, and I said, Mr. Tom, don't you want to bring in the keys? No, it'll be fine. Just let the car run.
Yeah. He leaves it running.
Leaves it running wherever he goes.
Nobody's going to steal it. That's what he says. No one is going to steal it.
You don't have to start it again. It's always warm when you get in, and just get in and go.
Yeah.
Well, he's a wonderful man.
Yeah.
We've always talked a lot about our families, but this gives us an opportunity to kind of focus a little bit more on him and his incredible storytelling as he gets to be a kind of a senior age.
That was David and Lynn Barrelsman. Lynn's father passed away shortly after this taping. He was 91. Recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando, produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. For details and more stories, visit WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.